You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to View from the Top Rope, where we discuss anything and everything about this wild and wacky world that we live in, from pop culture to pro wrestling, to movies, to video games, to our lives and anything in between. I am Chad, coming to you from Zeus's Treehouse, and before I can introduce my co-host, we have to play everyone's favorite game show, What's the Password? All right, contestant Gamma, what is this week's password?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Got nothing.
Oh, that's an interesting password. I mean, is he saying that's the password or he just has nothing? I don't know. Judges? All right, F it. I guess we're giving it to him. He's my co-host. He's to the left. It's Diesel.
I got nothing.
See, now I just think he was just saying that, and he didn't actually have a password answer. These judges are getting far too nice.
I had something, but Zeus told me that's not it. He said, I got nothing. He's sitting on your lap right now.
Yeah, he's napping. So I don't even know how he hit the buzzer to say that you got the password right. It's all just, Phil, this is all rigged. I need to look into this game show we got going on here.
I think that it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
No investigation necessary.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see. But on that note, let's keep going and go into our first segment. That is, how's your week been, buddy?
Oh, it's been pretty good. I was just reading the notification I got. Sorry. let's see. Let's go back to last week. What happened last week? Thursday. I feel like something happened on Thursday. I don't remember. Friday, I had some chicken pad thai.
Very nice.
Ha Long Bay, Madison. It's delicious. Saturday, don't remember what I did on Saturday either.
Wow.
But Sunday, we went to ICW Milwaukee.
We did go to ICW Milwaukee on Sunday.
I don't remember what I did on Saturday now. I went to the batting cages.
Oh, yeah.
I actually hit some things this time.
Look at you, getting better with time.
Yeah. I remembered how to do it. My stance was off the last time. That was the problem.
Yeah.
I got it, and I figured it out. I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to do this. And, yeah, I'm getting excited for baseball, too. Sunday, I went to ICW Milwaukee, which was a hell of a lot of fun.
It was a great time. Hopefully, we'll be able to drop the roadie review. As it's only the second time we've done it the way we have been doing it lately, or for the first time, it's a little difficult, and I might have screwed something up, so we will see.
And maybe, well, I mean, we still recorded it though, so that's gotta count for something.
We did record it.
And with our special guest.
And with our special guest, Josh, our good friend. Well, I mean, we can spoil it here just in case the review never drops.
Yeah, otherwise, we probably wouldn't spoil it because it's called a teaser.
It is. But I'm gonna spoil it just in case, because we brought our good friend Josh, who had never been to a pro wrestling event or ICW Milwaukee event before, and he had himself a damn good time.
Really good time. We had a bunch of beers because they're only $2.50 at the world famous La Pica Lounge number 3.
Yep, Miller High Life, the champagne and the beers, only $2.50 a pop. You drink a lot. And they're delicious, but it was a great time.
Monday, I watched a couple movies. And I really don't want to do a review. I'll just tell you what movies I watched. I watched Shazam. Liked it. I also watched Murder Mystery. Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston movie on Netflix. Hated it.
Did not like it.
Did not like it at all. It was infuriating. And I actually used the word yesterday when I was talking to my cousin. I loathed it.
Wow.
Did not like it at all. It was so annoying. Like, if it were real life, I would have murdered both those people. They would have been the ones in the murder mystery that died.
Wow. That's intense.
But yeah, but I watched Raw. on Tuesday with Emily. We're watching Monday Night Wars right now because she wants to learn about wrestling from when I was a kid. And she can't believe that they had a porn star and a pimp. Like, yeah, we watched that episode last night, so.
Oh, they definitely did. And a whole bunch of hoes.
A whole bunch of hoes. Even one of them was a hardcore champion.
Yep. And good times. Good times.
Other than that, I'm getting ready for my move that's in May. Starting to pack stuff up and clean stuff out and throw stuff away. I also am putting the finishing touches on our trip that we're going on in a couple weeks. And I'm getting pretty excited about it. We got all our hotels booked. We pretty much have plans for every city we're visiting. So now it's just like booking the things we can book now. I'm pretty excited. Week long road trip. Never done that before. 5 cities.
Yeah.
1 week. Are we going to survive? Probably not.
Just think, like a year ago, you'd only been in 2 states.
Oh, two other states.
Two other states besides Wisconsin, where you were born. Mm-hmm. Wacky.
We'll start with an I.
Yeah.
Now I've only been to one. I haven't been to one state that starts with an I now. That's what I'm trying to say. So in Iowa, Indiana, and Illinois.
Yeah.
Never been to Idaho.
Yeah, because that's farther west than everyone thinks it is.
And Tom used to live there.
That is also true. Pretty sure that's where he's from.
I think he's from here.
No, yeah, I don't know.
He just lived there.
That's possible.
I don't know either. I just found out yesterday he was an EMT.
The more you know, folks. The more you know.
Tom is an interesting enigma.
All right. Well, on to how my week's been. Let's see. I don't feel like anything really happened with the closing of my week last week. Friday, just normal stuff. Saturday, we went over to our friend Justin Steve's and we had game night. And then they had a few other people over that we hadn't met before. 3 other people. They were really nice, though. We played a bunch of Fibbage from the Jackbox Party Pack, which is always a great time.
Love that game.
It's so much fun making people pick your ridiculous lies. What game did we play? I'm trying to remember the name. Like, we played a bunch of board games, too. They were like card games. I can't remember what they were called right now. Obviously, we were having a few cocktails while we were doing this. So I had a great time there. Allison drank way too much on Saturday night, and she was not feeling well on Sunday. We'll put it that way. We already stated we went to ICW Milwaukee, so I don't need to talk about that. Had a great time. Monday, Allison and I went to the High Noon Saloon here in Madison, and we played Office versus Parks and Rec Trivia. It was just the two of us as a team, and we got like 6th. So out of 50, or it was 48 teams. So I was pretty proud of that since it was just the two of us. And really, we only got, I think we got 3 questions wrong overall. Plus, we got 2 of the questions wrong in the halftime, and we didn't know the final. So here, Diesel, you want to know what the...
I do want to know.
Okay, so the halftime question was, which 6 actors/characters... share their real first name with their character's first name, and there is only 6 across both shows. And the character had to appear in at least 5 episodes, so you can't be like Detlef Schrimp.
Okay. So I'm going to go... this is across both shows,
you said? Yes, okay. Across both shows. And I'm not going to tell you how many are from each one.
Okay, I know on The Office, yeah, Creed, Phyllis, Oscar, Angela...
Yep.
4 of them.
And those are the 4 Allison and I got right away as well.
I can't really remember anybody from Parks and Rec. But, I mean, since you said it across both shows, there's got to be somebody.
Does there? I don't know.
And you had to do all 6?
Yep.
Did you get them all?
No, we got 4 out of 6.
All right. Those 4 were super easy.
Yeah, no, we got through those right away. I think it took us like 1 second to get Phyllis just because we didn't think of her right away. But the minute we said Phyllis, we're like, all right, no, Phyllis.
Why? I should know this. I'm feeling really dumb.
Like, oh, yeah, believe me. I felt pretty dumb.
So when you found out the answer, you're like, duh.
Yeah, I felt dumb on one of them. The other one, I didn't feel as dumb because I didn't. I would never have thought of them. to be 100% honest. You want me to tell you? You want one more, another thinking moment?
Yeah, tell me.
The one that after he said it, I should have gotten is Clark. Clark Duke.
I wasn't thinking about like the last season though. That's the tricky one.
Yep, that's why I didn't think of that one. Is I was like, I didn't think that far ahead in the show. And then there was only one from The Office.
I mean Parks,
and it's Justin, the guy who plays the lawyer. Leslie dates him for a bit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I would have never got that one.
Yeah, exactly.
But I didn't even know that guy's name.
I didn't know. I mean, I knew his, you know, name in the show was Justin.
But I didn't know his real name.
I did not either. So yeah, that's the one where I was like, oh, I never would have gotten that one. And then the final question was, put these four actors from both shows in order from oldest to youngest. So the actors are Rob Lowe, Oscar, can't think of his last name right now.
Nunez.
Steve Carell and Rashida Jones.
I'm going to go with Rob Lowe, oldest. Steve Carell, Oscar, Rashida Jones.
See, Diesel, and that's why we're friends, because that's exactly the order I thought as well.
I was wrong?
Yep. Oscar, that motherfucker is 61. I got an F-bomb right away at the beginning of the show. But
he's 61?
Right?
He doesn't look a day over 39.
Thank you. That was exactly my reaction as well. And then Steve Carell is 57, and Rob Lowe is 55, and Rashida Jones is in her 30s.
Yeah, 40.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
But damn.
Right? Because
mind blown.
My exact logic was like, because Allison was like, well, he could be older. And I was like, but think of how young he looked in like the first few seasons. He was older than everyone in the show in those first few seasons, and he did not look it.
No.
He aged
crazy. I guess the only person older than him is Creed.
Yeah. No, he's aged really well, apparently, till recently, because Allison said she's seen some pictures of him recently where he's not looking as good, and that's why.
I mean, he still looked good in those,
he's in those insurance commercials.
The State Farm? Not State Farm. It was,
the red shirt one. Farmers. No.
Maybe it's State Farm.
Maybe it's State Farm. I don't know. No, because.
Progressive. I think. It's one that Aaron Rodgers does.
Whatever.
Discount double check. Whatever that one is.
Boom. Yeah. All right. But yeah, so you wouldn't have got him either. And then the other question, I got a Parks and Rec question. We got a Parks and Rec question wrong, was how old was Ron when he started working at the, iron or the sheet mail factory? Metal factory. I was 1 year off.
Was it 9?
Yes, it was 9.
Wow.
I guessed 8.
Wow. This must have just stuck in my head somewhere. I was not sure about that one. I knew it was young.
Yeah. Because it's 12. By 12, he was the foreman. I knew that. I was like, I knew he by 12.
I thought it was by 13, but yeah.
No.
See, I was 1 year off that way. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yep. Wow. And then, what else do we get wrong? I'm trying to remember. We got a couple others wrong. I can't think of them off the top of my head right now. They'll come to me as the night goes along, I'm sure, and I'll sidebar and be like, well, do you know this Office trivia? But yeah, so that was my Monday. And then last night, which was Tuesday for us, because we record on Wednesdays, as we always tell you, I made homemade gyros with my own homemade tzatziki sauce, lamb, and everything like that. The only thing I didn't make myself were the pita bread, because I wasn't going to do that much stuff, because I already had to do all the rest of the stuff. And they turned out phenomenally. Very excited. They were delicious, and I will definitely be doing it again.
I love gyros.
Gyros are delicious, and the reason that I did them is because usually I order gyros, but I really... I'm really down on the place that delivers gyros to my house. And they've been really bad the past few times I got them. So I was like, I really wanted gyros. So I decided I was going to make them my damn self. But that was how my week's been. So let's go on to our second segment. And that one is T-shirt time. What you rocking this week, Diesel?
Not cool to eat your friends.
It is not a cool thing to do.
I got a Firefly Funhouse crate like all the PW crates, I got one that was specifically Firefly Funhouse.
Firehouse Fly.
And, yeah, like it came with a whole bunch of stuff. It came with a couple micro brawlers. I think this one had, Ramblin' Rabbit and the Boss. It came with Boss Money, $10 million worth.
Make it rain.
It came with, inflatable mallet.
Nice. How big does the mallet inflate to?
I haven't inflated it yet, but, like, I'm pretty sure it's pretty big.
That's what she said.
It came with one of the Ramblin' Rabbit jams, like jars. Yep. No jam in it, but it has the jar. There's a few things, but yeah, I got this shirt, and it's, I might have seen it on SmackDown a couple weeks ago when Fiend or Bray Wyatt was talking to Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
And he ripped off his sweater, and he was wearing this one underneath, and it's of
Mercy the Buzzard.
Mercy the Buzzard, like, literally eating Rambling Rabbit.
Yep.
It's not cool to eat your friends.
It's so, you know, I'm sure everyone realizes it, but every time I watch the Funhouse, it's so weird that all of the side characters are basically, like, what Bray's old characters were. Abby the Witch is clearly supposed to be, like, Sister Abigail. Mercy the Buzzard is his original NXT run when he was actually more of a backwoods, like, straight Waylon Jennings from Cape Fear. And then Husker's the Pig is clearly when he was Husky Harris.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then Ramblin' Rabbit is obviously Bray's own insecurities. Well, look at that. That's some deep psychological shit right there. All right, this week I am rocking another shirt from RippedApparel.com because you know I freaking love Ripped Apparel. But this is my Mutant Apocalyptic War t-shirt. And basically, this is kind of like the Avengers Endgame t-shirt or poster, where it has all the heroes on it, except for it's all the X-Men and mutants from, you know, Marvel. And it's got Apocalypse in the background with Wolverine in the center. Plus, I mean, shit, it's got basically everyone on here. Deadpool, Magneto, Sabretooth, Nightcrawler, Iceman, Storm, Domino, Mr. Sinister. Just so many. Just a really badass t-shirt. Oh, this is one of their daily t-shirts, so unfortunately, I don't think you can get this one anymore. But you can, of course, check out what they have for their three daily t-shirts today that you get for $13 a piece. And, of course, you can always check out their wonderful back catalog. That is RippedApparel.com. And when you buy some from there, make sure in the suggestions or why you bought it, you say that View from the Top Rope sent you so that they'll sponsor this podcast and I can get even more t-shirts. Anything else you want to say about your t-shirt, Diesel?
Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
I do like it as well. All right, that'll wrap up T-shirt time. Time to keep on going. Let's talk to you about our next segment. And this is where you get all the happenings and goings-ons about all of your favorite podcasts that include everything from pro wrestling to podcasting itself to video games to UFC and everything in between. It's time for Visionaries Wrestling Network News. And as always, Diesel begins the news. So Diesel, what do you have for us this week?
Magnificent Matt Willis at the MadTech UK on Twitter. He starts off this week's news by saying, Diesel, sorry to spring this one on you, and Chad likewise.
And oh, then, goodness.
Then it goes to the next paragraph. Yesterday, Wednesday, if you're listening on day of release, Matt and Conrad dropped an impromptu Matt Attack in lieu of the heavily rumored changes for the road to WrestleMania, with the boys talking about the Super Showdown event in Saudi Arabia. I guess that's what he's springing on us.
Oh, did we drop anything?
Did we?
I didn't. I didn't get anything in my email.
Well, I didn't either.
Interesting.
Apologies from the Game Junkies. Due to prepping for their upcoming trip to EGX Rezd. They were unable to get their show ready for release last weekend. Fear not, though. They shall be back in a week's time. And Chris Talks Games will drop this coming Saturday, with Chris talking about one of the most interesting topics suggested by one of the great listeners, gaming. I don't know how to say that. Peripherals?
What?
It's the last word.
Peripherals.
I did not know that's how you spelled that word, but I can say peripherals. Gaming peripherals. That is the news for Matt.
Yeah. Now, sorry, I don't mean to not make my usual snide comments towards Matt's things, but I was just making sure that he didn't send us an email and I just missed it. I don't have an email from him, so.
Motivated and confident, Mags at Dutch Creek on Twitter. Joseph.
And the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
No, it's Benavidez. Nope. Benavidez.
Benavidivici.
Benavidez and.
Benvenudez?
I'm guessing this is five rounds. He didn't specify. But Benavidez, I don't know. And Dievison. Oh, goodness. Goodness me.
Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire.
I'm going with Dievison Figueroa. Something like that. Battle it out for the vacant flyweight title at UFC Fight Night 169 from Virginia. I can say that.
Hey, look at that.
Hear what the Kirkbees think of the show on Tuesday exclusively on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. And while we watch, former Brainbuster stablemate Conrad Cushman from Everything Pro Wrestling stops by the Why We Watch studios to share his story of wrestling content and everything in between.
Very nice.
And lastly, we got Ben from Ringside. This week, the boys discuss Randy Orton continuing his rampage, the Wednesday Night Wars, and the breakdown of AEW Revolution this Saturday. It's available every Friday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Listen, share, subscribe, and repeat.
Yeah, do all those things. All right, for my portion of the news, Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 79 will be out on Friday with the usual Good Cop moments, Bad Cop moments, and Unsure Cop moments. Don't forget to vote on the poll, which normally comes out on Saturday, to decide who gets editing duties. For the MGB Wrestling Podcast, no podcast again this week, but Mason did make his middle school wrestling debut, and the videos of this can be found on the MGB YouTube page. For my podcast, sorry folks, I don't remember what I did, and I've just been busy, so I didn't drop anything this week. It'll drop this next week, I promise. I'll stop saying it and not doing it, and I'll have everything started by March. I'll feel good about that. Only took me 2 months to do everything. And Diesel's seen the logo I drew so far. It's looking good. I don't have the Midwest Wrestling Roundup this week. Any of you from the Top Rope news, Diesel?
Well, we don't have our Roadie reviews up yet. My brain is not working today.
I know, yours so, either?
So, that was the only news I had planned out, so no.
Cool, man. We're doing real good on this news section lately. But yeah, so that'll wrap up the news for this week. As always, make sure you're like, commenting, sharing, and subscribing on whatever podcasting platform you're listening to any of these amazing podcasts we just talked about. You're using to listen to them on our. And that is places such as SoundCloud, Stitcher, Podknife, Podable, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and just so many others. Apple Podcasts. I mean, just seriously, type in Visionaries Wrestling Network in your Google machine. You will find us on a podcasting platform that you enjoy. If you don't find us on a podcasting platform you enjoy, please hit us up on Twitter at VizWrestleNet, and we'll get added to that podcasting platform just for you, so we can help you out, so you can listen to all these podcasts easier. If you'd like to join the Visionaries Wrestling Network and have your podcast distributed with all the rest of these great podcasts, and have us talk about it each and every week, because you know how much everyone loves this, you can hit us up on our Gmail, which is VisionariesWrestlingNetwork @gmail.com. And Diesel will review it, and I bet you'll get added to the podcasting network.
Safe bet.
Safe bet there. But that is all the news that is fit to print. So that wraps up the news.
It's broken. Forgot to tell you that Channing took the week off. I gave him the week off, and I'm doing his duties this week, and I'm not used to it.
You are utterly failing.
Well, Channing's heart is difficult. Job is difficult.
Fun fact, you're not supposed to talk over your own sound effects.
Well, I'm not cheating, man.
It's when he's not around that you actually appreciate them the most. All right, let's keep on keeping on. Our next segment is everyone's favorite time of the week. This is where we get to answer all of your amazing questions and just talk about this wild and wacky world we live in. Of course, before I can do that, though, I have to say those magical words. And they are... boys... hit the music.
Questions, questions, questions. We answer all your questions. Questions, questions, questions by High Flyers. We answer all your questions. Your questions, questions, questions. Questions, questions, questions by High Flyers.
As the song just told you, it's time for the Mystery Brainbuster of the Week. And I'll kick the show off with my deep and introspective question. Diesel, the question for you this week is, if there was one mythical or mythological creature that you could bring to life and make it real in the real world, what would it be?
Well, my answer is going to sound weird, but I'm going to go with a unicorn.
Okay, why are you going with a unicorn?
Because they have magic. They can do more than people think they can do.
Yeah.
They literally can control things with their minds. Unicorns are really evil. Everyone thinks they're nice and, like, you know...
they're impossible to catch, too.
Yeah, but they're really evil. And I think it'd be fun to have them in the world.
Huh. All right.
They're magic. They have magic.
That's an interesting answer. Didn't think you were going to go there.
Plus they have rainbow tails.
They do have rainbow tails, and they poop rainbow ice cream. I've heard that as well.
Rainbow sherbet?
That's what I've heard. I don't know,
delicious,
though.
Delicious.
You know, it's just that speculation. I mean, I could go with a dragon, obviously, but the answer I'm actually going to go with is werewolves. Just because I think it'd be kind of cool to be, you know, turned into a werewolf. Yeah, you know, go on a mad tirade. Ripping things apart.
I wonder if it'd be painful to turn into a werewolf, because it always looks painful in movies.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the movies. Sometimes it doesn't look that painful. Sometimes it seems more like just turning into the Hulk, where it just kind of happens.
I mean, sometimes that looks painful too, though.
Yeah, but it happens so quickly. Like, if you watch, like, American Werewolf in London or Paris, those ones both look so painful that, yeah, I wouldn't want to be a werewolf then.
Hmm. Werewolf is a good answer, though.
Yeah, and then also... even if I didn't become a werewolf, then my job, I would actually probably just become a werewolf hunter. That's all I would do.
You'd be Chad the Werewolf Hunter.
Yep.
You'd have a reality show like Dog's Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, but it'd be a lot cooler, though.
I didn't say it wouldn't.
Be a lot cooler.
You wouldn't have the hair, that's for sure.
I would not have the mullet.
You'd wear the sunglasses, though.
Oh, damn right I'd rock that with sunglasses.
I got a picture as being a show in between Dog's Bounty Hunter and the Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah, that seems about right. Oh, blimey, that's a big one right there. And then I take it down, and I'm going to shove my head right up its butt. That's a South Park reference, if you don't realize. But yeah, okay, that was my deep and introspective question of the week. So let's get to your high-flying questions, you wonderful high flyers. This week, we're starting with, I don't know if he's a new high flyer, but he's going to start with him. I think he might be. We're going with Michael Hartsfield. And he is at INTL Mischief. And he has four questions, but guess what? I'm going to ask all of them.
He's a new high flyer.
And I do what I want. Plus, you labeled two of them as three, so that's a tricky little thing you did there. All right, first of all, first question, where is Nia Jax?
Well, she's probably learning how not to hurt people in the ring. That's what I hope, at least. Other than that, I know she's in the Performance Center. She's not on my TV. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I mean, she potatoed so many people in the face. But you can't argue that her potatoing Becky did not help to Becky's, you know, rise to even higher levels.
It did, but it didn't help Bayley at all.
It did not help Bayley at all. That is true. That is true.
With bad, I guess.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how the world works.
It didn't really help her out either when she blew up both of her knees.
No,
that didn't. And that didn't have to do with potatoing, but, like, she wasn't wrestling very safe.
No.
And it kind of, like, affected her body.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say it just kind of all caught up to her in that regard, because you're right. She was a danger to herself and her opponents by, you know, right before she blew out her knees.
I mean, I'm sure I'd pop if she came back. It was a surprise, but, like,
I mean, I liked her, like, small little face turn when she was, you know, body positive for, it's like, a hot second. And
yeah,
then they just
turned really weird really fast.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really know. They just bailed out on that storyline.
And, like, I was actually even kind of into the Nia and Alexis stuff, and then they kind of bailed on that, too.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stop-start with Nia Jax. Where
I hated her Tamina stuff, though.
Yeah, that was rough. I was not a fan of that either. But where's she been? Just recovering. So I guess hopefully she's back soon, in my opinion. In Diesel's opinion, I guess she could stay away.
I mean, she's not my least favorite, so, like, she doesn't have to stay away. But, like, I haven't missed her, let's just say that.
That's a good way to put it. All right, let's go to our second question from Michael. It is, do you think Enzo and Cass could be a viable tag team in AEW if they got signed?
Yes, only for the reasons of heat. Like, I think that you can never book them as faces because I don't think anyone would buy into them being faces again. But you could book them as being, like, the biggest heels in the company. But it'd have to be for a short stint. They wouldn't be able to last very long. You'd have to, like, 3 months and they're out. Like, because, for one, like, Cass would be threatening to kill Joey Janela, and Enzo would just be a dumbass. So, I mean, only for the reason of getting heat and getting over a new baby face or something like that, but not for a long period of time. I know you don't want to see him, but
I don't think it could be a viable tag team, because they couldn't even stack up to any other tag team. Enzo can't wrestle worth a shit. And Big Cass, I know he's got medical issues and everything like that, but he also can't wrestle worth a shit. I mean, Marco's stunt and Luchasaurus, just to kind of put, you know, the same, you know, height disparity, would run circles around them in the ring, and I don't even want to see it. So no, I think it'd be a dumb move by AEW to sign dumb Big Cass and Enzo the Idiot. But I would like to see Tama Tonga knock the F out of Enzo. That would be great. But that'd be in New Japan. All right. Third question from Mike. It is, or Michael, sorry. As AEW gets more popular, do you foresee a mass exodus from WWE?
Not really. I don't think it'll be mass. I mean, there's other people that are trying to get out, like the Revival, and there's some other names that have popped up. And there's been a couple of people that have left for AEW already. But, like, WWE is offering big bucks for them, for people to stay, even if they don't use them. So I don't think it'll be a mass exodus, but there'll be people that know what they want, like the Revival, and when their contract's up, they're out.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, I don't think a mass exodus is the right word, but I do think that not soon, but I would say within 5 years, there'll be a time where WWE just clears their books, kind of. And right now, yeah, they're scared of all these guys going to AEW and everything like that. But I feel like eventually that'll quasi die down. And they will just cut a, like, massive amount of superstars at some point. Just to, you know, kind of thin the roster. Because right now, as cool as it is that so many people are getting paid, that roster is bloated as hell. And that's why there's a lot of people who don't get used. Because there's just, even with them being on TV basically 10 hours a week, there's still not enough time to get every one of those people on TV, which is an insane thing to say, but it's just the way it is. So I would say within 5 years, an exodus isn't how I would call it, because I think it's going to be a mass firing, really. And that's when I feel like we could see a lot of, like, movement then. But I don't see it happening anytime soon. All right. And for one time only, the fourth question from Michael. It is, how long do you think Edge will stay in WWE? And was he called up to just get Orton a WrestleMania opponent? Excuse me.
He signed a 3-year deal to be an in-ring competitor. So I don't think that he was just brought in to give Orton an opponent at WrestleMania. I think he'll be more sporadic. I don't think he'll be there like every single week. He'll probably be there for the bigger shows and stuff like that. But I think that... No, so I don't think it was just to go up against Orton. I think it's more to go up against people he's never faced before. It's just this Orton feud just kind of fell into place at the right time. It just, it's working right now. And, like, I can't really fault them for doing what they're doing. And plus, they'll get Edge over even more when he beats Orton, especially the way that they're, like, booking Orton so far. So, and then... when someone beats Edge, it'll get them over, and it's like almost like a domino effect.
Yeah. I don't think that he was brought up just for Orton's opponent at WrestleMania, because I don't think the WrestleMania match structure was probably fully developed until probably about, I'd say, an hour before the match started, apparently, according to reports. So that whole, like, you know, Edge and Orton teaming up in the match, I don't think was even thought about. And then Edge eliminating Orton, and that whole stare down and everything. Like, this was, yes, I'm sure there was planning in that where they were like, oh, that's a cool little moment. But then after how much the crowd ate it up, I'm sure in the backstage they were like, shit, let's print some money and let's have this match at WrestleMania, because we don't really have anything for Randy right now. And I think it just kind of worked out. I think this is just with a luck of the draw thing where WWE just got lucky.
Perfect timing for it.
Exactly. But yeah, and how long he's going to stay, as Diesel said, he did sign a 3-year in-ring deal. So hopefully he's around for the next 3 years. I want to see him face AJ Styles.
I want to see him face Kevin Owens.
I would also like to see him face Seth Rollins.
Daniel Bryan. There's so many names that he's never faced before.
Even Roman Reigns. Battle of the Spears.
That would be pretty good. There's so many people that wrestle in the WWE right now that he hasn't even stepped foot in the ring with, let alone, like, wrestled.
Yeah.
Like, think about Edge versus Adam Cole.
Baby!
Edge versus Ciampa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Battle of the neck injuries.
Oh.
That match would scare me, like, too much. Also, seeing him in the ring with Daniel Bryan, it's also like, ooh, what are you guys going to do to each other?
I don't know. There's so many possibilities.
Yeah, no.
This is a unique situation.
No, I'm very excited to have Edge back in the WWE, though. Even though he's only had the, you know, one appearance at the Rumble and one appearance on Raw, it still feels amazing to have Edge back.
When he does come back, you bet your ass there's going to be a huge pop.
Oh, yeah. It's going to feel just as good as when he came back as the Royal Rumble. All right. Well, let us thank our new high flyer, Michael Hartsfield. Who was that? INTL Mischief on Twitter. Give him a follow. Let's keep on going, though. Next, we are going to Everything Pro Wrestling, who is at EPW Show. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter so you can check out their wonderful podcast. The question is, thoughts on the Ruthless Aggression series from WWE?
I haven't gotten around to watching it yet. I was going to start watching it last week, but then Emily wanted to watch it. But then we started talking, and I'm like, well, maybe you should watch that Monday Night Wars first, because that happened before Ruthless Aggression, and we can go transition right into that. So I haven't watched it yet. I kind of want to watch it fresh with her, so I'll get around to it here in the next couple weeks.
I also haven't. I haven't watched it yet. It is definitely on my docket of things to watch and to do, but I'm a busy man. That's kind of on the back burner. I've heard amazing, amazing things about it, though. I've heard it's really good.
Me too. I mean, if it's anything like Monday Night Wars, it's definitely going to be really good, because I really enjoyed that series.
I mean, the way I always think about it is WWE, just for their basic in-ring, like, video packages and everything like that, are above and beyond amazing for everything. Like, they can turn the shittiest feud into, like, pre-match, I'm like, oh my god, I have to see this. And then as they enter, I remember everything I hate about the feud. So these TV shows are just basically them being able to go, oh, so I get an hour to just do this? Okay.
They can edit it any way they want. Yeah. Tell brand new stories that didn't even happen.
Exactly.
It's still good.
It's still good stuff. And I always enjoy it. So I'm sure I will definitely get around to watching it, and I'm sure I'll enjoy it. All right, though. Let us thank Everything Bro Wrestling, who is at EPW Show on Twitter. Once again, give them a follow so you can get the links to all of their wonderful podcasts. Let's move on, though, to our next TIE Flyer. Next, we're hitting up Was a Cactus That Sneaks, who is at WJets420. And the question is, if you could put together the meanest and most badass stable using anyone, wrestlers, UFC fighters, random ass people, who would be your four plus one manager?
Okay, I'm gonna go.
All right, hold on. I want to establish some ground rules here right away. Are we going to say that you can pick, like, someone, like, from either, like, any time? Like, whatever age you wanted of them? Or do we have to pick someone who, like, where they currently are?
I think the first one.
All right, so I can just pick. All right. I just wanted to establish a rule there.
All right, I'm going to go with New Jack, Mike Tyson.
Nice. I was really thinking about Mike Tyson as well.
Nick Gage.
Oh.
And
F Nick Gage.
Who else is really mean, badass?
Oh, look, I just got a message from Matt saying an impromptu Matt attack for release as soon as possible.
Well, thank you, Matt.
No problem.
I say no problem. I
he thinking. Said that in the message. Oh. No, he didn't. Yeah, I was just messing with you.
Okay.
I'm a bartender. I'm used to just responding when people say thank you.
I'm going to go with Dynamite Kid, the last one.
All right. And then you got to get a manager.
Manager is going to be... Oh, I didn't think about the manager.
Obviously.
Somebody that was mean. I mean, obviously, it's Paul Heyman, but I'm going to put a rule in we can't pick Paul Heyman because we always pick Paul Heyman.
That's fine. I don't need to pick Paul Heyman.
Then I'm going to go with the leader of Kaientai. I don't remember his name.
Okay.
He's pretty mean. He choppy-choppy Valvinus' pee-pee.
He did choppy-choppy Valvinus' pee-pee. That, I can't deny that. That happened. I remember it. Weird. All right. That is a weird stable. All right. What's your stable? Go through it real quick again.
So I said New Jack, Mike Tyson, Nick Gage, and Dynamite Kid.
Yep.
And with the Kaientai managers and manager.
Fantastic.
I don't have a name.
Okay. They're
just the nameless.
Yeah, they're just here to kick ass and chew bubblegum. All right. So four people I am going with. I guess I went a little different than you went completely on this. Number one, I'm taking Bruce Lee because the man is the most badass person who probably ever existed and could beat the crap out of basically everyone.
Lots of murders.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take Bruce Lee. And then I'm going to take for size, I'm going to take Andre the Giant, which I don't know why he did go with. He just crushed someone's head. Just, he was a crazy man, you know? Just, ah!
New Jack's a crazy man.
Yes, he is. But I mean, Andre would just crush his little skull.
Fork his head.
He wouldn't be able to reach his head.
And maybe if you send Mike Tyson's shoulders, you would.
I mean, in that situation,
wearing a long trench coat.
Yeah, if they were creating a giant man with a very large trench coat, that you're right. I can't argue with that logic. Number three would be Minoru Suzuki, the murder grandpa, because that's who I would send against New Jack. I feel they would they'd have some fun. My number four then would be Chuck Norris, because no one's meaner or more badass than Chuck Norris. And then for my manager, I'm going to go with Jesse the Mind Ventura. Yeah, when he was the mayor. Not when he was an actual wrestler. When he was the mayor of Minnesota. Oh, wait, the governor. Not the mayor. He was the governor.
He's the mayor of the whole state.
He was the mayor of the whole state. In Minnesota, they have different laws. Because, yeah, he was the brain. He was also still mean and tough. And he was in Predator. So, whose faction do you like better? Obviously mine. All right. Let us thank Was a Cactus That Sneaks. Who is at WJets 420. Let's keep on keeping on. Next we go to Metal Likes Root Beer. Who is at Metal_2006. And the first question from Metal is, why do you think Million Dollar Man was never WWF champion?
Because he didn't need the belt. For one, he had his own belt. And technically, if you want to get real about it, he was WWF champion because he hired Andre the Giant to win the belt at WrestleMania 4, which he did, and he bought it off of him. So technically, it's not in the books, but it should be. He was WWE champion.
He was WWF champion.
It's the same thing. Now it's WWE.
Now it is, but back then.
I know, but it's the same thing.
I get what you're saying. He really didn't need it. I mean, Diesel kind of hit the nail on the head right there with his answer, because he did not need to be the champion. And there were so many other people in the time period that he was in that needed it. Plus, I mean, Hulk Hogan was around then, so wasn't going to pry it out of Hulk Hogan's cold, dead hands. So, yeah, Hulk Hogan, and didn't need it. Second question from Metal is, what is your favorite memory of Mr. Perfect? The greatest vignette ever, where he's playing all those sports, and he throws a 70-yard bomb to himself for a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, all of them. Hitting the strike and turning around to smile at the camera.
The basketball shot. Yeah.
My favorite memory, though, is the plane ride from hell.
That's a crazy story that we'll never see.
He was an instigator, and he took down Brock Lesnar.
And they almost crashed an entire frickin' plane.
He wrestled Brock Lesnar on a plane. Yep. Took him down.
Crazy, crazy man. I mean, he also, I just love his entrance as well. Spitting out the gum and slapping it. I mean, if you did not do that as a kid, did you even watch wrestling?
He makes it look super easy. It's not as easy as he makes it look.
No, not at all. I mean, have you ever tried to throw, like, chips or anything into your mouth? That's not as easy as you think. Now try doing it in reverse.
Yeah, it's...
it's a hell of a skill. Because he never missed.
The thing where he threw the towel behind his back and caught it. Like, I try to do that all the time, and I always hit myself in the back.
See, that one I'm actually pretty good at, because I used to practice a lot. And also, I'm a bartender.
I'm also fat, and, like, I got more mass. So my arm doesn't really reach around my back as well. So I just punch myself in the back. That's basically what happens.
See, I'm gangly. I'm not skinny, but I'm gangly.
Do you know how many pair of socks I've lost from trying to do this?
I don't know.
All over the bed and like, well, never going to see those socks again.
Well, you'll see them soon because you're not moving. So you'll finally be able to get those socks from under that bed.
I have renter's insurance. I'm burning that place down.
Fair enough. Makes sense.
Buy a new bed.
Buy it all new stuff. I mean, you probably shouldn't have said that on air.
We'll edit it out.
All right, I'll cut that part, if I remember. All right, let's go to our third and final question from Metal. It is, if you could bring one legend that is still alive back to any promotion in their prime, who would it be? Ooh, I like how we edited that as alive.
Any legend that is still alive, eh?
I just thought of one for some cheap love here in Wisconsin.
Go for it.
And, I can only think of his real name now on Facebook. You know what I'm talking about. He posts the most ridiculous things. Necro Butcher, one of the craziest SOBs you will ever see in your entire life. Also, man, I've never seen a man more intoxicated ref a match better than him. So I would love to see him in his prime, and I'd like to see him go on a little tour, but clearly I'd like to see him in ICW Milwaukee, GCW, maybe a little AAW, CZW, all the good deathmatch spots.
Why not go with one of the greatest of all time, Ric Flair, and let's put him in New Japan.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before, and I completely agree that Ric Flair could be the biggest heel ever in New Japan.
He would just be super racist, and for Ric Flair, that would work, and no one would be mad about it.
Yeah, everyone would just laugh in the way that we would hate him, but it would just sweep it under the rug. Another one that would be really great. I'd love Kurt Angle to be able to come back to his prime. And I would actually put him in like the likes of Impact, once again. And cause I love how Impact has this whole, you know, kind of the, you know, genders are out the window completely. Ty is champion and everything. I'd love to see him against the likes of like Jordan Grace and Jonathan Gresham. I know he's in Ring of Honor. He's not in Impact, is he? I haven't watched Impact in a while.
He's in Ring of Honor, so I'm pretty sure.
Pretty positive he is as well. So much damn wrestling out there. It's a wonderful time to be alive. All right. Let us thank Metal Likes Rootbeer, who is at Metal_2006 for all three of those great questions. But let's crack right along. We're going to hit up next. Let's go with the Five Rounds Pod. Who was at Five Rounds Pod? And the question is, are you watching Super Showdown?
No.
Nah. I have not watched a Saudi show since the Greatest Royal Rumble ever. And that was the first one, right?
That was the first one.
That's the only one I've ever watched. And since then, the first couple that I missed after that was because I had something else going on. And then after that, it was just like, well, why would I watch this? So, I'll catch the highlights and see if anything interesting happens, but no, I won't be watching it live, and I won't be catching it on the network later.
Same here.
That was a really easy question to answer. All right, let us thank the Five Rounds Pod. Who's at Five Rounds Pod? And you, of course, check out their wonderful UFC podcast each and every Tuesday, only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Let's keep on keeping on. Oh, I guess that means it's time for Jerry to interrupt us.
I wish I had been more prepared. We really need Channing.
Yeah, you're really not as great as Channing as
he holds this show together. Well, here we got Jerry. Hey, Arnold.
Hey, Arnold.
And this week he has three questions for us. And are you
Shocker.
Ready?
Shocker. I'm always ready.
With Ring of Honor bringing back the Pure title, who do you think will win the tournament to crown the new Ring of Honor Pure Champion?
So, I'm not even sure if he's in the tournament. I would assume he is. And I'm going to go with who I just referenced 1 second ago. Jonathan Gresham. One of the smoothest, purest wrestlers in all of pro wrestling. I know the last time I was watching Ring of Honor, he was on a little bit of a heel kick. And I know he's got a badass, like, Cthulhu mask going that's like a squid mask right now. Looking like a real badass, so I'm going to go with Jonathan Gresham.
I'm going to go with Silas Young.
Yeah, that's a good answer as well. Well, that's another cheap Wisconsin plop.
We're really good at this.
And we're really good at podcasting. How long have we been doing this? Like
139 episodes?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say like 6.
Damn. Close.
Close. 6, 139. They're just about the same.
Okay, question number 2. With Ring of Honor ending the Women of Honor Championship, who do you think will win the tournament to crown the Women of Honor Women's World Champion?
Oh man.
No, it's Ring of Honor Women's World Champion.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with shit, I don't even know who's in the women's division anymore besides like Mandy Leon. And who else is there right now? Oh, I'm gonna go with She probably won't win, but I'd be really jacked if she did. If it wasn't Mandy, then I'm going with Session Moth Martinez. Because I know she's in Ring of Honor. I don't know if she's in the tournament once again.
I don't know who's in the women's division either. So I'm going to go Stacy Shadows.
That's a good answer as well. I could also see it going to, like, as because I said Mandy, and I don't mean that jokingly, because the Allure, pretty sure they're still around. So I could also see, like, Madison Rain? Is that her name? Madison Love. You know, it's Angelina Love. I'm combining the beautiful people's names into one.
Madison is in Impact.
Angelina Love. What I meant to say then. Yeah, she's part of the Allure. Man, I should probably watch Ring of Honor again.
Okay, question number three. Which tournament in all of wrestling is the least enjoyable / worst?
In all of wrestling? All right, people are going to at me for this one. But it's just not good. And it's probably actually because of when it's situated in the year. If it was a different spot of the year, it might be a better tournament. But it is 100%. The tag leagues for New Japan. I hate the heavyweight tag leagues. They come right after the G1, and it is at the time where New Japan clearly takes a break. Because right after the G1, it's a little bit of a lull heading into Wrestle Kingdom the following January, where we have, you know, a few big shows still. But it's just the slow time for New Japan, and every year that's when the World Tag Leagues are. And they just don't really matter. It's always kind of a shitty tournament. And they always win at Wrestle Kingdom, but it's a stupid tournament and I don't like it.
I mean, I enjoy tournaments, so like I can't really think of one that's not enjoyable. So, I mean, well, I guess I would go with King of the Ring only because it's not a yearly thing anymore. And I liked it when it was a one-night event. So, like, it definitely has lacked enjoyment for me because of the fact they changed it up the way they did. And since, like, how many years apart were the last two King of the Rings? Like, 5 at least?
Yeah, it's never a conclusive, or it's really annoying.
So I'm going with King of the Ring.
They just bring it back nowadays if they want to put somebody over with it.
Well, that is all the questions we have from Jerry. Hey, Arnold.
Hey.
And be sure to ask some more next week because I don't know how to sign off with you because you don't have a Twitter handle.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
I'm not playing that again.
Okay, well, let's keep on keeping on. Next, we go to Motivated and Confident Mags. Who is that? Dej Kirkby. Question is, if Mox wins the AEW title at Revolution this weekend, does the title lose a bit of prestige, considering that Mox is currently the IWGP US champion, a mid-card title in New Japan Pro Wrestling?
No, because it's not congruent. Because, like, they might mention that he wrestled at the Tokyo Dome earlier this year, but they don't really mention that he's the U.S. champ for another company. He doesn't carry the title around with him in AEW. So as far as the average AEW fan is aware, he doesn't wrestle anywhere else. So him winning the AEW Heavyweight Championship isn't gonna make it any less of, or like do any damage to the title or his victory. So I'm gonna say no.
Well, I can't really disagree with that because, as you say, he doesn't carry the title. In fans' eyes, maybe, because we love to nitpick and, you know, just complain about everything. But in my eyes, no, I don't think so. Because also, just by the, you know, level of prestige, technically the IWGP US Heavyweight Championship has been around longer than the AEW Heavyweight Championship. So it's got more prestige than that one. So, if anything, technically the AEW Championship's title would be raised by the IWGP US Champion holding it at the same time.
Also, you put IWGP by any title, it also has more respect in the business than most titles.
That is 100% true.
No matter how old this title is, and I know it's only been like 2 years since they introduced it, And it doesn't matter. It says IWGP in front of it. So it's already one of the most respected titles in the business. So
no, that's a really good point. Because, yeah, as much as anything, it's not always, you know, what you know. It's who you know. And it's not always what you've done for me. It's where you come from. IWGP is, you know, as Diesel said, one of the most respected four letters in professional wrestling. So, yeah, I agree with Diesel. No, I don't think so at all. So, let us think. Motivated and confident Mags, who was that? Dash Kirkby, for that great question. And make sure you check out both of his wonderful podcasts on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. On Tuesdays, we have the 5 Rounds pod. And on Wednesdays, we have the Why We Watch pod. And then you can also check out the Badlands pod on thechairshot.com on Thursdays. It's actually called the Mount Rushmore pod. Sorry. All right, let's keep on keeping on. Next, we go to Mike. Who is that? Real Wintry. Mike's first question is, with JBL going in the Hall of Fame this year, how about an APA question? If there were a bar brawl and you had to have a tag team to fight on your side, who would you want? APA, Briscoes, Powers of Pain, anybody, past or present, is eligible.
Well, I mean, if it was a bar brawl, I mean, that's what the APA specializes in, is bar brawls. We're talking kayfabe. I'd have to go with APA. I mean, that's what they did. Like, how many times on Monday Night Raw did they end up in a bar and then start a big brawl?
You know, Diesel, I like where your head's at. But you know who takes out those brawlers in a bar? There's one sect of people who are specially crafted, and their job literally is to handle these bar brawlers and get them the heck out and be tougher than them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's clearly the bouncers, man. Brian Malonis and the Beer City Bruiser. They will rock your world. And, if I have those two, standing behind me, I think I'm pretty safe.
What a match that would be.
The APA versus the bouncers? Yes. Now that would be a hell of a slobber knocker.
I'd like to see JBL clothesline from hell Brian Malonis.
Sidebar. So, who would win in a drinking contest?
Probably the Beer City Bruiser.
Yeah, by himself.
By himself.
But back in the day, like back when JBL, I'm saying not JBL now. Like actual APA, JBL, and Farouk taking on Malonis. And because, I mean, back then, they knocked him back. There was many a time on Monday Night Raw where it was like, I'm pretty sure JBL and Brett or Farouk are drunk as shit right now.
I still have to go with Beer City Bruiser. I mean, I've seen that guy drinking.
I have as well. I've seen him pour beer in your mouth.
He did do that, and that was like one of the best moments of my entire life.
It was pretty funny. Your reaction was fantastic. You were so happy.
Because it was awesome.
Because it was awesome. All right, yeah. I have to agree. I think I'm going to take the bouncers anyways, but I just thought it was interesting to think about. All right, but yeah, I'm taking the bouncers. All right, let us thank Mike, who was at Real Wintry on Twitter. Give him a follow. Let's move right along, though. Next, we go to the Mount Rushmore Pod. Who was at Badlands Pod? And make sure you check them out every Thursday on thechairshot.com. Question is, have you been enjoying the XFL so far?
I haven't actually sat down to watch a game, but I've been following it. I've watched all the highlights of every single game, and I've watched a little bit here and there while the games are live on my phone, but I haven't actually sat down and watched an entire game. But to answer your question, yes, I have been enjoying it.
I have been loving it. I really actually got really into the XFL, to be 100% honest. It sucks that I've decided I'm a Seattle Dragons fan. I've said it many times on this podcast. I'm driving that dragon wagon, and I'm not going to stop. And that kind of suck. But Hi-Ho Silvers is going to pull us out of this at 1-2. Not going to lose another game for the rest of the year. We're going to get to the playoffs, championship game.
Go Battlehawks.
Boo the Battlehawks. I like the Battlehawks, but my only issue is their helmet looks more like angel wings. Doesn't look like hawk wings. Really bothers me.
I like their colors and I like their quarterback.
The best quarterback in the league by far is the Roughnecks quarterback. I think it's Walker. No. Not Walker.
I can't think of his name right now.
It's PJ something. I can't think of, it's not Walker, but it's something just like that. MVP. He is an absolute madman on the field. And
he's that receiver too.
Yes. He's also leading the league in touchdowns. He's got six.
He had like four in that one game.
First game.
Second game.
First game. There's only been three games. They all bleed into one.
They got smoked on Saturday.
The Roughnecks?
Yeah.
No, they didn't. They won.
I thought they lost.
No, they won.
Are you sure?
Yes, I watched the whole game.
I thought they lost.
No, they won the first game, and then Seattle lost the second game.
I think they lost.
No, they didn't. It was a close game, though.
I didn't watch it. I know that Battlehawks whooped some ass on Sunday.
Yeah, no. On Sunday, both the games were ass whoopings. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, seriously enjoying it. All right, let us thank, though, Mount Rushmore Pod. Who was that? Badlands Pod.
It is PJ Walker, by the way.
Nice, I was right. Make sure you listen to their podcast every Thursday on thechairshot.com. Let's go to our next tie flyer. Next tie flyer. Oh, look at that. This works out perfectly. We're going with Blaine. Who was that? BC Mendoza. And the question is, so who will win the XFL championship?
I want to go back to, for a second. I was thinking of the DC Defenders.
Ah.
But,
they did get whooped up on.
Both red. That's what my problem is. Mm-hmm. Who will win? Obviously the Battlehawks.
I already said Seattle Dragons. Long John Silvers is not going to let us lose a game the rest of the year. Going to toss us into the long shots every time. Hi-ho, Silva! Away!
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Seattle Dragons all the way. Roar, Dragons, roar. If I could blow fire, I would.
Realistically, it's definitely going to be Houston.
Yeah, realistically, they're not going to be stopped. They're looking like a team that is above and beyond everybody else right now. Though, quick sidebar. I really, really dig the Vipers uniforms. And Randy Orton had better make at least one appearance at one of their games. When do they play WrestleMania week?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, it's Tampa Bay Vipers. They're not going to be that far. Just one shot of Randy Orton's all I need. And one RKO. Just one.
So who?
You clearly have to RKO a receiver as they're about to score on the Vipers just out of nowhere.
That would be pretty awesome.
That would be the funniest thing ever. I would laugh my ass off.
Going for a diving catch? Where did Randy Orton come from?
Oh, he's out! There's flags all over the field and Randy Orton doesn't care. He's climbed the goalposts and he's posing.
I'm sorry.
These guys just weren't ready for football. Didn't want to see them hurt themselves. Okay, let us thank Blaine. Who was that? BC Mendoza for that wonderful question. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter. And also, check him out on Twitter so you can get his links on sizeofapparel.com where you can get some super banging ass gear. He has discount codes. He is a model for them, basically. Check it out. Really cool stuff. And he's at BC Mendoza on Twitter. Let's keep on going. Next we go to the Why We Watch Pod. Who was that? Why We Watch Pod. The question is, Tegan Knox got some Twitter grief this week for a comment she made as a fan about wrestlers many years ago. Do you think some fans are so adamant to dig for this kind of dirt? He wrote box.
I saw that too. I think it's dumb, honestly. Like,
hate this shit. I'm not trying to cut you off. You keep talking.
Every one of these fans that are sitting here bitching about it are a fan that are doing the exact same thing to her. So you're all dumb if you're like sitting there complaining about something that she said years ago when she wasn't even a professional wrestler yet and she was a fan. So you know what? You can f*** off. Man. And I did that on purpose.
I assumed you did it on purpose. Yeah, I think this is just stupid. I hate when people dig backlogs of Twitter and like they go back to one specific thing that someone said so long ago. Yeah, it could have been horrible. I'm not saying that, but you know what? People change. Okay, it's so long ago. You can't always judge everything or a person by something that happened way in the past, okay? You don't know what's happening at that time. You know nothing. All right? You know nothing, Jon Snow. So just quit your bullshit. I hate this. I hate it so much.
Love the reference.
It pisses me off that everyone does this kind of crap. And yeah, Diesel's exactly right. Everyone who's bitching about it is basically doing the exact same thing that she did that you're bitching about. So get off your high horse. Don't throw stones if you live in a glass house. Bananas shouldn't split. I don't know.
Never spill milk.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was running out of things to say there. Let us thank the Why We Watch Pod. Who is at Why We Watch Pod. You can check out that wonderful podcast each and every Wednesday, only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Let us move on to our next high flyer. Our next high flyer is Totally Not Dej Kirkby, who was at NJPWUS. And the question is, what upcoming video games are you most looking forward to?
Pass.
You have nothing? When was the last time you actually played a video game?
I played Pokemon Crystal.
Okay, when was the last time you played a new video game? What was the newest video game you played?
I don't know. It's been a while. Probably
since I could.
Probably say WWE 2K18.
So that would have been 2017.
No, it's still 18.
No, I mean the games come out. They're just like football games. The game is named for the year after. They come out in November.
Whatever one Seth Rollins was on the cover of.
Oh, no, I was saying the year it would have come out. I was saying, so, 2017.
I don't know which one it was. Oh, okay. Sure. It was the one Seth Rollins is on the cover.
Wow. That's been a hot minute, man.
I mean, I played my baseball game here and there, but that one's from 2016, so it's not new. But, I mean, I've played that more recently than...
I know you've played things since, because I know you're playing Crystal and everything like that. But yeah, so the newest video game you played would have been like WWE 2K18.
I play stuff on my phone. Like, but those are apps. Those aren't video games.
Yeah, and you don't play like any like full actual like mobile video game on your phone. Like you don't have, you know, Final Fantasy on your phone or anything like that.
No, I do not.
So my answer to this question, number one right now, and it's coming out very soon. And that's probably why it's number one on my list. Plus, I've been watching a whole bunch. They just had a whole bunch of like UK gamers for gameplay, and that's the remake of Resident Evil 3 Nemesis. It looks amazing. Resident Evil 2, the remake, was fantastic. I was completely engrossed and I couldn't stop playing it. So I can't wait for Resident Evil 3, this remake, to come out, because I haven't played Resident Evil 3 since it came out on the PS1. And that was a really, really long time ago. And it's just a game that I never went back to. I went back to all the rest of the Resident Evils. Just for some reason, I never got back around to playing that one again. So I'm super excited. And yeah, I'm going to see. I can't wait to see what the changes they've made. The zombies and everything look great. Nemesis looks awesome. And the Hunter Gammas are the most disgusting thing ever. And I might never look at a frog the same way again. Because it's absolutely terrifying and disgusting. Okay. Let us thank Totally Not Dej Kirkby, who was at NJPWUS, for that wonderful question. Sidebar!
How did you look at frogs before?
As adorable little creatures.
Okay, just wondering.
Frogs are adorable, man. Ribbit, ribbit. They got those, like, long legs. Now, toads, ugly as sin. Now, frogs, they're, like, smooth. Some are, like, poisonous and really cool colors.
I like tree frogs.
Yeah, poisonous tree frogs. Yeah, those are cool as hell.
With the little red toes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. They're badass. They're
tiny.
Yeah. And they're deadly as hell.
And I'm just wondering, just a question, you just end up looking at them the same way. What about bullfrogs?
Bullfrogs are badass, and they make me think of Budweiser. Budweiser.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's not great, but they're still badass. Not anymore. I hate them. They disgust me. Okay, let's go to our penultimate high flyer, and that is our Hawaiian shirt wearing bro. It's Tom. On Twitter, he is at High Five Tom, and that is high spelled out H-I-G-H, five, the number five, Tom. Tom's question this week are a few thoughts for this week, but first question spurred by the conversation Diesel and I had. What is one thing about yourself that people would be surprised to know about you?
This must have been the conversation we had last night when I found out he was an EMT.
I feel like you foreshadowed this question without even knowing it.
I didn't, because he emails it to you.
Yeah, I know. I didn't read the question either. I just read it now.
So the question is something that someone would be surprised to know about me?
Yes.
I am God.
He is actually a werewolf.
I don't know if anyone would be surprised to know anything about me, because I'm a pretty boring human. I have a podcast.
What?
That's usually what I say.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure you all know that.
You think they do?
I'm pretty sure. I can't be positive.
I was about to say, I mean, you should never assume, Diesel.
Yeah, it makes an ass out of you.
Yeah.
What would you say someone would be surprised about me?
About you. You haven't played a new video game since WWE 2K17 or 2K18.
One of the two. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I mean, that's a pretty shocking fact in my book. I'm trying to think of... You have bowled a 32.
It was a 36?
It was a 36.
Might have been 32. I think you're right.
I don't think it was a 32, actually. And
you're right.
And you weren't trying to bowl a bad game.
And I was sober.
Yes, and sober. There is no excuses.
I'm a lot better now. I averaged 150 last summer.
You did.
I have improved more than you've seen anybody ever improve bowling. I promise you that.
That is 100% true.
So, I guess that...
Yeah, you're an improved bowler. That's something to know about Diesel that you didn't know. For what you surprised to know about me. Let's see. I mean, I've talked about how much I love musicals many a time. So that's really not surprising anymore. You don't know I love musicals. I listen to them all the time. I think they're great. And I quite enjoy them. If you ever want to hear me talk about musicals, send in questions. I have many, many thoughts.
Maybe we'll talk about it on Chatterbox.
I probably will, quite often. Plus, I was in a lot of musicals back in the day. But what is something that... I don't know, Diesel. What would you say?
You have a collection of corks.
I do have a collection of wine corks that borders on alcoholism.
Yeah, because there's A and a C on your wall that's filled up. You used to, I don't know if you still have
it. Oh, I still have it.
There's one over here that says corks.
It just says, yep, it says corks.
It's full to the top.
That's full to the top. I also have, there's a mason jar over there, and I think there's also like a boot, you know, like the boot you drink out of. Not the boot you wear, the boot you would drink out of. A German boot.
So then people will be surprised to know that
about you. I do have a lot of corks. Yeah.
Corks and lockworks.
That's true. I've had a lot of jobs too. I've worked at, that's a fun fact, here you go, I've worked in every field basically, like I'm saying, like normal field, not like you need a college degree for. But I've worked in everything besides fast food and retail. I've worked in gas stations, I do construction, clearly I bartend now, I did, landscaping for a while. I've done a lot of stuff. Worked in a movie theater, Blockbuster. Worked a lot of places. Managed a lot of places. People put me in charge a lot of times. That you'll be shocked about. People put me in charge of a lot of things.
Never worked in a shop, though.
Never worked in a car, no, but I mean, I worked at a gas station.
But they didn't repair cars.
They did not.
That is something that I have done. I didn't repair cars.
But you do
work in a shop.
I've never worked at a place where I had to fill someone's gas.
I'm done that.
Yeah.
Hate that. I'm about to be done with that.
About to be done with that. All right, let's go to our second question from Tom. It is, second question is inspired by this month's ICW show. But who do you think will be the 2020 breakout ICW Milwaukee star? And what are the chances it is not Neil Diamond Cutter? If not, who?
I mean, after what we witnessed on Sunday, I mean,
early
favorites is definitely Neil Diamond Cutter, because I don't know, as of right now, if there's anyone that's more over in that company. Even more over than Orin. Like, I was a big fan since the first time we saw him. Chad was kind of iffy, but then he came back a couple times, and Chad's intrigue with him grew.
Well, that's because the first time we saw him, he lost his damn pants, and he was a freaking moron.
That was pretty funny, though.
It was funny, but he couldn't, like, wrestle the match because he lost his damn pants.
But, I mean, after this last Sunday, like, you can't deny, like, how awesome he is.
And, hey, man, I started swinging Sweet Caroline to get him back into the match, all right?
And, like, yeah, so he's definitely the early front runner, and, I mean, by the end of the year, as long as he keeps on coming back, which he's already planning on being back for the 420 Classic, and you want to spot into the Insane 8 if he beats
Akira,
then he will be in the Insane 8 because he's putting that up on the line.
Rick, don't turn my son into Akira Matsa anymore.
So, yeah, I'm gonna go with can't bet against Neil Diamond Cutter.
I think that it would be stupid to bet against Neil Diamond Cutter, honestly, because of everything that you just said right there. But if I had to pick somebody else, if he stays a face and keeps going the way he's going, I think Tyler Sullivan could be an easy breakout star.
A breakout star? You don't think he's already a star in the...
He's never held, like, a championship in ICW Milwaukee.
He was never the Midwest champion?
I don't think so. Maybe?
I'd say he was, and they lost it right away.
Well, I mean, he could have been, yeah. That was back when they were, you know, changing the title every month, just like they do with the tag titles now. Except for this month.
Yeah, there's some chicanery. That was the word of the day.
Chicanery! Chicanery was the word of the day.
Okay.
But yeah, so, no, I would not say he's a full-on star.
What about Ricky?
Ricky. Lynn. Yeah. Yeah. Ricky's another good answer. I wouldn't discredit Ricky as an answer.
Or what if another guy that only appeared once so far this year, but Darren Spriggle.
Yeah, Darren Spriggle's a really good answer. That guy, I did not want to cheer for him at all because he seemed like a douchebag when he was coming out. And then by the end of the match, totally down. Dude was a badass.
He was. So, I mean, those are all good answers. But I still think at the end of the year we'll be talking about Neil Diamond Cutter.
I think it would be dumb to bet against Neil Diamond Cutter. But, yeah, those other answers are also great from us.
He is, like, the greatest name.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. And you get to sing, ba, ba, ba. All right, let's thank our Hawaiian shirt and visor-wearing friend, Tom, who on Twitter is at @HighFiveTom. And that is hi. Five, the number five, Tom. Give him a follow because he needs more followers on Twitter. He's just starting this Twitter journey. Let us move on, though, to our final high flyer. I think Tom was actually our final high flyer. He wasn't our penultimate high flyer. He was our final high flyer. Because I don't have any more questions. That's how it goes, folks.
This podcast has been something else.
A little off the rails today. I don't really know why, but it has been. That was our final high flyer of the week, folks. So we thank you for sending in those questions. That'll wrap up the mystery brainbuster of the week. Forget my own damn lines. No chanting here to direct us. It's because Channing's not here.
This time I was prepared, though.
Yeah. It's obviously because Channing's not here that we're screwing up so much.
He requested this day off weeks ago, and he's been doing a good job. We had to give it to him.
I can't believe you didn't tell me he had the day off. I can't believe he went to you. Well, actually, I can, because I would have said no.
Exactly. He knows where his bread is buttered.
Yeah, he knows. All right. He's not getting paid, so that doesn't make any damn sense, but whatever.
You know about it.
All right.
Twinkies and good job, son.
Did you say Twinkies and hand jobs, son?
Good job, son. No hand jobs here. That would be... I'm pretty sure OSHA would get involved. We don't need that.
Wow. All right. I don't know what yours and Chang's relationship is. But let's thank all of you wonderful high flyers for sending in all of your great questions this week. As always, they were great. Fantastic questions. Please keep sending your questions in. We love answering them. Please tell your friends, your enemies, your coworkers, your neighbors, anyone who will listen to you. That random lady who is standing next to you right now as you listen to this on the bus. Tell them to send in questions, because we love answering them. You can hit me up on Twitter at @viewfromtoprope. You have Diesel on Twitter at
@Diesel_VFTR.
Or you can always just respond to the wonderful Twitter post I put out each and every week. You just respond there, you'll be featured. Or you can just slide into our DMs. All of them work. We'll answer your questions. Do it. Ask some questions next week. But let's keep on keeping on. And as always, that song means it's time for final thoughts. Diesel, what do you got this week?
Well, my final thoughts are, this is the last Wednesday as we know it. I mean, we'll still be doing the podcast every Wednesday night, and it will be...
Nothing will change for all of you, but everything is changing for us.
Chad and I is changing. I started my new job on Monday, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah!
I think that I'd be more nervous about it, but I'm not really nervous about it at all, so... I don't know if that's a good thing or if that's a bad thing.
It's a great thing because you got all of us, all the high flyers behind you.
That is right. I'm ready. I'm ready to start this new journey. I have some big plans for my future, personally. And hopefully the confidence that I get from all of this like bleeds over onto the podcast and... good things happen here as well. So far in 2020, I've been pretty lucky in a good way. Usually I have bad luck on my side, but not so far this year. So let's continue to ride this train of luck. And hopefully with Chad starting up his new shows, it just adds to it. So that's my final thoughts. I mean, you got Redemption on...
Revolution. You got Redemption.
Redemption on Sunday. If you go
still,
to
biggest missed opportunity ever. Why did you not name it something after the leap year? You only get one chance every 4 years to name. You get a February 29th on a Saturday. And in the next 4 years, it's not going to be on a Saturday. God, they messed up.
They done ducked up.
They done ducked up, son. Should have been anything.
When did you say they fun ducked up?
Well, that would make more sense. Yeah, totally make more sense.
Anyways, it's on Saturday. What's it called again?
Fun Ducked Up.
Resurrection?
Yes, Resurrection. We'll go with that. It's Revolution.
Oh, see, I get it. Wow. It always started with an R-E.
It's Retribution. It's Reservations.
Wow. My brain is broken.
It's Restitution?
Maybe I should be nervous for this new job. But other than that, I'm going to Oshkosh on Saturday night.
Roswell.
So I won't be able to watch it live, but I'm hopefully going to watch it on Sunday. Other than that, I know nothing. And I'm not Jon Snow. So I'm passing it on to Chad.
For my final thoughts of the week, just... making sure I get my new Chatterbox, and so you're so smart, coming out here soon. Since with Diesel's new schedule, and since I didn't get it recorded, he might not be episode one. So he might get pushed to a special episode. Who knows? We'll figure it out. Just haven't decided yet. Got to talk to Diesel, figure out a schedule. Definitely working on the new logo, as I posted a little part of it on the actual Visionaries Wrestling Network Twitter for you all to see. I'm pretty proud of it. Drew it myself. And I didn't cheat. I just drew it freehand. So I'm happy with that. I got some work to do. Going to upload it into Adobe and do some coloring. And then we're going to really be cooking with gas, folks. Besides that, I don't got shit going on. Just another regular work week for me. Start of the week of March starts soon. Next time, it'll be next. We're heading into St. Patrick's Day. It's less than 7 months to my wedding. Time's just flying by.
Have you figured anything out for the week I'm going to be gone yet?
Nope, not at all. Hey, look at me. Do I look like a man with a plan? Like a dog chasing cars. I don't know if I'd do if I caught one.
I'm just wondering.
Well, no plan at all yet. I did see the old cast member. I didn't say anything about Mike needing him. I might reach out to a high flyer, see if they want to do the podcast with me.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I'll tell you who it's not going to be, though. Matt. I'm just kidding. It could be you, Matt. I don't know. I was actually thinking about that today. There was a couple of people I was thinking about. Maybe, you know, getting a guest spot. There's a lot of people who have a long time wanted to be a guest on our show. So, we'll see. I haven't decided yet. We'll see, though. Man, we were really off the rails tonight. I don't really have a good explanation for why, either.
Why we watch?
Yeah, why we watch. Why do you listen to this? I don't...
Name of the episode.
Episode 139. Why do you listen to this?
That's what it's going to be. If you ask me tomorrow, I'll be like, that's what it's going to be.
Okay. On that note, Diesel, social media stuff so we can get on out of here.
You follow me on Twitter at Diesel_VFTR. You can follow Chad on Twitter at View From Top Rope. View From The Top Rope. I don't know what's going on. Why do you listen to that?
My Twitter.
View From The Top Rope.
No, my Twitter's just at View From Top Rope.
That's what I said. I'm going.
You're past that?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going with Facebook and Instagram, which is View From The Top Rope Official. And of You From Top Rope at gmail.com is where we have an email address. So I don't know why you'd email us there, but go right ahead if you want to.
Tom does every week.
I guess that's a place where you can submit your questions where I won't see them, but let's get honest, I don't see them when you submit them on Twitter either. So
even though I tag them in the posts,
I mean, I see some of them, but I've been really lazy this last year and a half, but
at least he's honest.
You can follow us on Twitter at VizWrestleNet through Visionaries Wrestling Network. You can also, our Facebook is Visionaries Wrestling Network. Visionaries Wrestling Network at gmail.com is where you send your podcast to get reviewed, and I will personally tell you you're welcome to join the network. And
personally, you're going to go to wherever they are? Like, in person?
I'm going to teleport. I'm going to find that Urkel, like, teleportation device, and poof, be there in 2 seconds.
Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
And then I'll turn into Stefan Urkel. And that would be weird. But then also, you can listen to all of the podcasts on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Podknife, and Podable.
And so many others. Just type in Visionaries Wrestling Network to your Google machine. Find us on your podcasting platform you enjoy. Listen to us there. Like, comment, share, and subscribe so we can reach more and more high flyers. Make sure you check out all of the amazing podcasts in the Visionaries Wrestling Network. But most importantly, thank you all so damn much for listening to this absolute insanity that we call a podcast. I would apologize for the way it's been this week, but pretty sure this is how it is every week. And you keep tuning in, so once again, just thank you. You're good people out there. You're wonderful high flyers. But as always, I have been Chad. He has been Diesel. Zeus has been kicking it here with us. We've been here in Zeus's treehouse. But please, always and always and forever, remember to climb up high and enjoy the view from the top rope.